The drive to Marianna along Interstate 10 is still littered with downed trees and broken road signs. The road is narrowed to one lane at points as workers and bulldozers try to make a dent in the seemingly endless supply of debris left by the storm. Inside the city, trees still lay on houses. Roofs have given way to blue tarps. Branches, tree trunks, and wreckage line the streets. I meet Betty Roberts in a Walmart parking lot. She says recovery has been
slow. It's frustrating because you have to wait for somebody to have time to come do the repairs. So I haven't had anything done at my house yet. I'm still waiting on the man to come put the vinyl back on.
A number of officials have recently visited the Panhandle, including Governor Ron DeSantis. Roberts appreciates that, but she says the Florida legislature moves slow, and that can be disheartening.
Yeah, I mean, at least you feel like we're not forgotten. Yeah, so that does help. But like when I drive in, I live out at Compass Lake in the hills. You know, there's so much, I mean, other than trees, there's so much household stuff and all alongside the roads, and it's depressing just to get out and drive through the area.
Robert says she's lucky. Damage to her property wasn't too bad. A tree fell on her patio, and the 150-mile-per-hour winds ripped the vinyl siding off her house. Others weren't as fortunate.
My trailer was blown off the blocks. The roof was blown off of it. The inside was severe damage with water. Trees blew down on my fences.
Lawrence Adkins has lived in Marianna his whole life. There aren't enough contractors here to keep up with the amount of work that needs to be done, he says.
My mom's house, she got some damage, and I've been trying to find a contractor for her. And closest thing I can find is like March or April before they even come look at it.
Adkins has been through hurricanes before, but he says this one is different.
I mean, you can see the economy dwindling. It's going to be bad around here for a long time. The forestry industry is virtually wiped out around here, and that's what a lot of people, forestry and farming, both of them got just wiped out. I mean, the farming, they can replant next year, but the forestry, you know, they're looking at a 20-year window before they can start producing properly again around here.
Agriculture is the lifeblood of Northwest Florida. Timber mills employ and touch entire towns. Statewide, the losses from 72 million tons of downed trees have exceeded $1.3 billion.
We don't want our producers and our farmers in this region to have a lost season. We can't afford that to happen. This must be the top priority of my administration, and we will be working with our partners to get this done.
That's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed speaking to reporters at Marianas Chipola College after visiting with farmers. Freed is calling for a sales tax exemption for equipment and materials, state-backed low-cost loans for farmers, and a cost-sharing program for irrigation upgrades. But aside from the economic impact, there's another danger: forest fires.
When they've got hundreds and hundreds of acres of timber on the ground and they know that this is prime time to get it off before we get into the dry season, so time is not on our side.
Florida Forestry Service Director Jim Carls says the downed trees are dangerous fuel just waiting for a spark.
Average tons of fuel on the ground in this area run about 4.8 tons per acre. Right now, that average is 50 to 100 tons per acre. So it's 10 or 12, 15, 20 times as much as it was.
Governor DeSantis announced earlier this month the Federal Emergency Management Agency is extending the deadline for 100% reimbursement from just 5 days to 45. The extension came after a meeting with President Donald Trump. State lawmakers are working on an aid package for the region. They're considering tapping funds from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlement and a constitutional amendment aimed at purchasing conservation land. But for people living here, the future is still unclear. Many sunk their life savings into small timber farms as their retirement plans. And some, like Lawrence Adkins, say they just aren't sure the area will bounce back.
There's so many residual jobs that come off of the logging industry. But once the trees are gone, that's it. They're either going to have to go out of business or relocate to another area that has timber.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sean Mulcahy.